Mitch, can you take us through what you were thinking as Connor was coming out, then coming back in, and coming out, and then suddenly you're in the game?
Oh, yeah. Kind of took me back to my North Carolina days, redshirt sophomore year. Helmet comes off, or quarterback in front of you goes down, just come off the bench cold and play football. That's about it. Just go in there, try to do my job, and lead the offense. I wish we would have scored, but it was kind of disappointing.
People were a little worried seeing you passing at the end of the fourth preseason game. Did you want to go out in there and actually put points on the board?
Yeah, if I was in there, I wanted to score. Just kind of feel bad for the fans because we wanted to put on a show, but we really didn't get to do that. I'm never worried about injury. You go out there, you're playing football. When you start to worry about those things, I think that's when that's more when they happen, playing timid or keeping in the back of your mind. But no, I'll do whatever this team asks me. And it was kind of fun to be in there at the end, a little exciting. Got the adrenaline back going, and too bad we couldn't score.
But your handing off hand will be sore tomorrow.
Yeah.
that opening sequence, I mean, 9 straight runs. What was behind that? Obviously, you guys talked about this, I'm sure, coming into the game.
Yeah, it was just calling the plays that coach was calling, and it's above my head, so I'm just doing what I'm told, and hoping one of those would pop so we get the drives going, stay on the field a little longer. But, yeah, like I said, I feel bad for the fans because you'd like to, even though the starters aren't in, like to put on a show because everyone showed up and they were great. But, yeah, those things happen, and we just got to learn from mistakes and go from there.
Did you hear him booing when you handed off for, like, the 9th straight time?
Yeah.
What are you thinking at that point then?
I was just saying to myself that was the first time in my career I handed off 9 straight times, so that's nothing I could do about it. Just hopefully it's the last time.
What was the whole experience like the week knowing that you were starting the game, and how do you think that's going to help you moving forward?
Yeah, I think everyone thought it was going to, like, be a huge help, but I kind of prepared the same way I always prepared. And that's what's helped me most, even though I'm not the starter, just continue to prepare like that. And knowing that I was, just continue to keep that mentality throughout the week and just finding my routine, finding the rhythms, do the pregame rituals and all that stuff to get ready for the game. It should be useful for future reference, but I'll just continue to do what I've always done, and it was kind of cool to do it throughout the week, but didn't think it was a huge deal.
Did you get the better end of the collision with their O-line coach?
I'm sorry?
When you bumped into their coach, you got the better end of that deal, right?
I was all right. I hope he's cool, because he was trying to kind of help me up, and then my guys who got my back would love that, of course. They run over there, what the heck are you doing? And they're like, nah, he was actually trying to help me stand up. But, yeah, it is what it is. It's just football. But, yeah, I didn't really see it. It was all happening pretty fast.
Now that you've been through the preseason, do you have a better sense of what you need to do when the regular season starts to continue to progress?
Yeah, I think I'm continuing to figuring that out more and more as reps get cut down, and what you need to do on a weekly basis to be mentally prepared and have your body physically prepared to be 110% on game days. So I have a pretty good idea of what needs to be done on a weekly basis as far as studying film and body preparation and all that. So I'll be ready to roll.
Do you feel ready now? I mean, if you recall,
what's up? How you doing?
You're caught upon the regular season. You feel ready just to go in after this preseason action?
Yeah, for sure. Whatever the team needs me to do, I'll be ready to do it. So I know what I need to do.
3 dozen family and friends coming from Northeastern Ohio tonight. What was it like having the old crew back in town?
It was cool. Playing the hometown team, have a bunch of family members up in the stands. It was a cool experience. I'll get to spend some time with them after this. But like I said before, all the fans, including my family, wish we could have put on a better show, but it means a lot to me that I'll always have their love and support, and I wouldn't be here without them. So to see them in the stands and see them after the game, it means a lot to me.
What has Mark Sanchez meant to you since you joined the Bears?
Yeah, he's been great. All the quarterbacks have really been great, and I think that's what's really special about this team so far, is just how the guys have been helping one another and pushing one another, and Mark's been one of those mentors for me. He just has so much knowledge being in the league for 9 years now. He's seen so many defenses and knows how to, coming into a new team, how to study a new playbook. So This playbook is new to him and me since I just got here as well. So he's giving me tips about how to remember things, pick it up faster, what to study, film on a weekly basis, and really just how to carry yourself in a huddle. And he helps me a lot with situational scenarios throughout the game, just always knowing what's going on in the back of your mind, stuff like that. So it's been awesome.
Nice question. Big picture or little picture, what do you think you gained playing tonight?
Just more snaps, more film to watch, and some look at the mistakes and just improve. I don't think you could – reps are never a bad thing in my opinion. So just the more reps you get, the better off you could be. So it was good in the short term. So
follow me. Thanks,
guys.